Good evening, everyone. My goodness, it's an audience. What I'm used to seeing, and this is one for those of you of a certain age, whenever I've been doing conferences recently, is celebrity squares. a set of headshot images. Today I come into the department at DCMS, predominantly just to tell people I was still tall, because many of them had forgotten. So it's great to see you all face to face. And what I want to do today is do a little bit of a peroration and pull us back to where I think the drivers of what we need to do to deliver the AI strategy. So Wendy did a fantastic job of outlining this journey for us, and she raised a number of points. I mean, so we are, as a nation, we're third in the number of publications, third in field citations, and I believe there's some expertise in the audience that will confirm this for us, and we're third in setting up new companies in the AI space. So that's an incredible position and an incredible UK asset, an intellectual asset for us to do and to exploit and use. So that journey through towards where we are now with the National AI Strategy highlights a number of things. I think we can say a lot of things about the AI strategy, but for me, I think I want to kind of stress two main things underpinning that strategy. One, we've got to double down on the UK investment. So 2.3 billion has been spent, but we've got to double down on that. We've got to continue. And in terms of the integrated review, we've got to shift to being a science superpower. And we've got to use AI to become a science superpower and do that. So the other message is that's important, particularly important for AI, is that it moves fast, it's advanced. We, as Wendy said, we can't take the foot off the grass. We've got to be innovative. We've got to sharpen and exploit the fact that many of our academic and research bases are making major advances and transfer them as quickly as possible into success and value for the UK as quickly as possible. So when you strip away, those are the two key messages for me in both the AI Council roadmap and in the strategy itself. So why do you need a strategy at all? So I think some of it's we've talked about signalling, signalling the strength of the UK, but also it's about managing that transition. And I think Geraint did a very fine job of talking about that transition is of AI from being a separable thing to being part of society, to be integrated with us, to having the values that we have and to working with us. So future AI will need to be a partnership between people and the AI elements in it, and we'll need to respect across them. We need to think about the UK strategic strength. So that third position in the world and the international position is really quite important. A large amount of resource across the world has been spent on AI. We need to be selective and we need to be strategic. I mean, to think about how to do that. And we need to think about the externalities, the problems that we face in order to do that. And I think the final part, I think, is really quite important. And I think it came across from all three of our speakers, just how active and how diverse the activities currently are within any AI. Coordination is critical and focus is critical, and the role of government to promote that coordination and to get those things working together is critical. So you could read through the whole document again, as I'm sure all of you have, but I think this diagram, which is often used by the Office of AI, I think I want to reflect on a couple of bits. It is no coincidence that diversity and public trust is at the center of that diagram. I mean, that's a core principle that needs to be achieved in order for other parts to work through. So the kind of three pillars here of investing in the long-term needs is critical and important in what we will do and need to do, and managing that investment important. As Geraint mentioned, the AI ecosystems do not simply emerge. They need to be stimulated, they need to be thought of, and they need to be grown. And so investment for the long term in that AI, in that ecosystem, is important. We've heard again, and I would absolutely endorse, particularly at this moment in time, the importance of fairness. Okay. If one thing the pandemic has done, it has highlighted and amplified lack of fairness and diversity in the UK. So I think it's important that we are aware of that, and that we ensure the benefits accrue to all and to all sectors and regions equally. And then finally, and again, Clement Stone's covered the real diverse set of challenges of governance in this space. What I want to do now is actually talk through not what will happen, but I think what the underlying drivers of the things we need to happen and the mechanisms that we need to ensure happen. So I think in terms of the ecosystem, I think we really need to promote diversity and skills at all levels. Wendy spoke about this in terms of across the sectors, but diversity is really, really, really critical. And I think, as Wendy has often said, whose AI do we want? Okay, do you want the AI of people like me, kind of privileged white middle class man? Or do you want the AI of our society? Without having that diversity of views, diversity of perspectives, and diversity of backgrounds, we aren't going to build a system. This again speaks to also a diversity of disciplines. Again, picking up on the points that have already been made about the importance of the arts, humanities, and design, and people. I think that is, in terms of critical, it is worth remembering that many of these issues have their roots in philosophy and epistemology, not in maths. And we really need to think carefully about what we mean here by AI and by intelligence. These are not simple words, and they need unpacked. So I think that then speaks to the next point. We need AI research and innovation at the core of what's happening here, but it needs to be coordinated. It needs to be focused. We don't want it disparate and spread. We need to coordinate to get transdisciplinary and multidisciplinary approaches where different disciplines work together. We need it coordinated and focused so that it links with industry better. And it's important that we have a focused program of that research, and we work in a focused, coordinated way. One thing that's only been touched upon, but I think is something that is mentioned in the strategy, is we need the tools to do this. We need the kind of, we need the actual heavy lifting tools to do this. So, earlier this week, Archer was officially opened, but we need computational power, and we need computational power in the UK to do this in order, and that again needs coordinated with this AI mission. So these things need brought together and thought. And again, I think the other asset that we need to think about, and again is within the strategy, is how we use data. So Wendy has mentioned data trusts and working through data trusts, but obviously government and government data sets and how we think through government data sets and the data of our citizens is really important, not only as a resource for AI and promoting the AI community, but as a resource for improving government and using AI skills within it. So I think all those feel like a critical core part that need converged for the AI ecosystem. So moving to the next level of ensuring AI the AI benefits all sectors and regions. I think one of the things that, so I often characterize this of getting more people to know what R is. So we have a large number of industries in the UK that are data, that they exploit and use data. We have a large number of initiatives thinking about digital uplifting and digital skills. The people within those SMEs and within that tail of sectors adopting modern new AI tools is a critically important driver in terms of ensuring those benefits happen. The access to that level of skills and level of expertise is going to be important, particularly for companies who can't create their own AI department or hire in even their own AI expert. How does that happen and how do we do that? We need to increase our capabilities on trustworthy, again, we have members here who can talk much more eloquently about this, about trustworthiness, adaptability, transparency. a future where you work with an artifact which is really smart but won't tell you why it's smart and just gives you an answer is not a future that will lend to collaborative working. And the core of what we want to do is that collaborative working and working through these things. So we need to increase our capabilities around that, both in terms of governance and the tools that drive that governance, the technologies themselves providing those tools. And I think the other role of government is to work across government and to identify those places where AI can make a difference, the critical missions in climate change, carbon reduction, in the health of the nation, where AI and AI tools can be used and can be showcased. And we've seen some of those mentioned already tonight. Keep it wrong here. Finally, I want to talk about governance. And I think governance is a critical element of what needs to happen here. And much of this has already been mentioned. Just want to reflect a little bit more on this. I think AI standards are going to be critically important. And I think they will form and shape the nature of AI going forward. And I think it's important that we, as a nation, place our values within those AI standards activities and provide genuine leadership in a global AI standardization landscape. The challenge, though, is what to standardize. What do you standardize when, as one of our speakers mentioned, definitionally, AI is really challenging. So I am refusing to answer the question if posed to me, what is AI? And I would challenge you all to answer that question and be able to do so. But how do you then standardize something that is hard to define? Establishing and promoting good practices, and we've seen a range of those initiatives presented already today. I think I'd reflect that those initiatives are from different perspectives, stakeholders, and different positions, and coordination across them and looking at them together will be a challenge for us. So if you are building or using an AI system in a particular sector, doing a particular set of things, which of the 6 or 7 different guidelines might you need to seek to use might well be a challenge that people could face. And I think coordination and thinking through those as in a coordinated manner will become increasingly important. And again, I think it's on government and the use of government to promote best practices and approaches in that governance and to showcase that governance and to kind of work through that. So just want to perorate now to end. So I think this is a journey. We're still working through this. The small but beautifully formed Office for AI, who are seeking to address all the challenges of AI across government, are working through their action plan, talking with government, industry, and others, and will seek advice and seek input in this. Coordination is important, and the strategies like this are a good vehicle to promote coordination across government and across us all. But I think it needs to be identified and resourced and thought of in a coordinated way. We need to think carefully about international cooperation. Again, Wendy raised this earlier, and I think that will play out in a number of ways over the next 5 to 6 years in terms of partnerships. And I think when we think about international cooperation, people often think of nation states. But if you think of some of the large superpowers and technical AI superpowers that are here, that are international, they might not be nation states. And we might well want to think again about that cooperation and relationship too. So I think the things to looking forward from the Office of AI, the AI Action Plan is due to be released and published soon. And the governance white paper, which is committed to publishment, is due for publication in summer of this year. So those will be the next kind of steps and moving us forward on this in terms of the kind of government impetus. So I think I'll just stop at that point and let you all ask questions of us all.
coming in to join.